Monday was the final day to submit comments to the FCC before it considers changing its media ownership rules. Dozens of public interest groups filed comment arguing media consolidation harms the public. The groups included Common Cause, Prometheus Project, Free Press, Consumers Union, Children's Media Coalition, National Association of Black-Owned Broadcasters, the Rainbow Push Coalition, and Media Alliance. Citizens gathered here in New York at a town hall meeting on the future of diversity in the nation's media. Among those who spoke were activists from the hip-hop community. One of them was M1 from the group Dead Prez.
I'm here to represent for African people. I'm here to represent for hip-hop. I don't have a lot to say, but what I have to say is important. First of all, I'd like to pay respect to the father of this culture that I'm a part of, sitting right beside me, Afrika Bambaataa. That's important. That's important because I think there's a few things that we do know. And what we do know is that the media in this country is an organ of the state and the ruling class state that controls what we're hearing and what we're seeing. I'm clear on that. So it helps me understand our position. It helps me understand that that this propaganda is part of a war that also exists against the black and brown community. It's not just a war for oil. It's a war for the minds of our people. And I've been a part of this. My group, Dead Prez, has been existing in this hip-hop industry for about 12 years now, and I got an incredible education to understand what it takes for the voice of the people to be heard, because ultimately that's what we're trying to do, is let the people's voice be heard. Chiming in live from Brixton, where I'm just in from, and Mexico City, 25 million people, the voice of our people here is extinguished. We are voiceless. The image that's being reported to the people outside of America about what's going on here is false. It's just like my brother Omawale reported from the grassroots artist movement. And I'm here to balance the scales. It's only free voices that will be able to balance the scales. Serious. I'm a citizen of the year. I'm here to say that we're sick and tired of not having voices that reflect exactly our reality in our community. We're sick and tired of that. And we're also sick and tired of being bombarded with senseless and useless and meaningless messages that don't do anything but drive forward this capitalist machine and get us to spend more and more. That's not what we want to hear. That's not what we want to hear. I work for the people. The streets is my office. I put my ear to the ground and I hear our movement. That's not being reported on radio. That's not what's being seen on the TV. That's what I do, you know, as a social animal. And right now I'm here to say that the word for the day is self-determination. That's what we need, self-determination. That's what inside this meeting, outside this meeting, over our lives, and it's being reflected in what's happening to our brains. What would Huey say on the 40th anniversary of the Black Panther Party? What would Huey P. Newton say? Community control, just like my partner here said. If we ain't talking about complete community control, if we're not talking about the people being able to govern the voices that's coming into our community, our elders, our ancestors, our leaders, like we say in hip hop, let the poppers pop and the breakers break. In other words, let the leaders lead and let that be the filter for what's being heard in our community, the real that need to be heard in our community. You know, basically, I'm going to put it like that. Shout out to the Grassroots Artist Movement, which is an organization that's a union, that's unionizing in hip hop to fight for the ownership of our art and our culture. And either that or turn off the radio, turn off that bullshit. Thank you.